And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Eric Reinert, and Greg and Tricia should be here
shortly.
Let's say shortly.
Do you know any super freaks?
Yes, I do. Yeah. It was all about Alex. The whole characters were super freaks, right, Eric?
Yes.
Well, I meet a lot of super freaks when I go to these
Rick James was a super freak.
Rick James, really?
Guys singing?
Yeah, that's Rick James. This is from Dance Flick, the spoof of all the dance movies, right? Did you ever see that?
I haven't, but if it's on Netflix, I'll watch it.
Have you seen
it's entertaining.
Fruit Loops Dingus.
Fruit Loops Dingus.
Don't know what that is.
I'm going to tell you what Fruit Loops Dingus is. It's just a quote from Big Brother. I was just curious to see if anyone saw that. That's a big thing going around now, Fruit Loops Dingus.
Like Ebola?
Might be. Yeah.
No, I just Googled it.
Yeah, did you look up Fruit Loops Dingus?
But you won't believe what I'm looking at. Oh, my God.
All right.
It sounds like something I don't want to see.
You don't want to see this.
Okay, well.
Wow.
Well, one character.
Has to do with Sweden.
One of the contestants called another contestant a Fruit Loops Dingus. And it's not a compliment. Not a compliment.
I would imagine not.
What does Bust a Fugelin mean?
Bust a Fugelin? I don't know.
It's connected with Fruit Loop Dingus. I see it Googled. Bust a Fugelin.
I looked it up and it's a syllabification.
What does that mean?
Syllabification.
Making it a syllable? I don't know.
Oh, that's very cool.
What is going on?
Uh-oh. I should have probably clicked it before I said it.
You know what? I forgot to mention, because today is Breakthrough Entertainment's dance show. We're celebrating all these dance movies in honor of Step Up All In. Got two big thumbs up here from Dave and myself.
Yes.
Love this franchise. Go and check out Step Up All In theaters right now. Now, that the woman, I can't remember her name, but the one that was running the contest, the one that had all the goofy costumes and the hair that kept changing.
Who was that?
In Step Up.
Yeah. Who was that girl?
Check it out. See if you can find out who she is, because she is hot.
She was a cutie pie.
In the newest Step Up?
Yeah, Step Up All In.
Yeah.
She's got an interesting name, like...
Let me check it out.
With something with like two X's or something like that.
Oh, double X, or was it triple?
Well, check it.
I think it was double D or something. No, really.
Her hair kept changing. Her costumes kept changing. She was
Everything.
Running the contest in Vegas. And she was pretty cute.
Let's see if we could find her out.
I'm looking. I don't see any double X's.
Oh,
no,
you don't?
Well, the character's name was two X's.
Oh, I better rethink it.
Let's see. Guzman, Moose, Eddie, Jason, Jasper.
Chad, Jenny.
No.
Hair.
No.
Monster.
Monster.
Vlad.
Yeah, these are dance movie
Where
characters.
Is she?
Names.
Violet?
No, not Violet.
Yeah, I'm trying to find her.
She's not in the...
The stylist? No.
Keep going.
We're keeping
Alexa.
Going.
Alexa.
Where is she?
That is... you have to hit full cast. Alexa is Isabella Mico.
Alexa Brava.
Where is she?
What's her name again?
How far
Isabella
down is
Mico,
it?
Yes, she's very attractive.
Isabella Mico, yeah.
Is it very far down on the list? Oh, there she is.
Alexa Brava.
Alexa Brava.
Yeah, remember
Brava.
Her?
Brava. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was. She
Who
had an
could
awesome,
forget her?
She had an awesome role in the movie.
Oh,
she was
yeah.
very entertaining to watch, but she was also very attractive. I just forgot to mention her earlier, because it was neat that they had like a little thing at the bottom of the screen where you could tweet Alexa Brava. And I'm curious to see if she actually has a Twitter page, if Summit Entertainment actually created a social media
really,
campaign.
Do you think she's going to sit there all day and tweet? No.
Not her. I'm saying that the studio.
Well, yes, yeah, somebody.
But she's very
tweet. Because you use social media and you know all these technologies.
To build
things.
The buzz.
Yeah. I think that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
Okay.
And Mico, that sounds like a Japanese last name.
It does, but
she's not.
She's very white.
She's white as white.
What colors are her real hair? Is it dark?
I'm looking at a bunch of pictures, and they're all blonde.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's a couple with a little darker, but...
Well, in the movie, she's got like... A million different colors. She's
for the
got
most
this,
part, it's blonde.
She's got this neat, like, Dalmatian color, zebra
color.
Here
she is in a bikini.
Oh, okay.
Oh, where do you see that?
And send
Google
it to
her,
Dave.
And then look at images.
Oh, I'm doing that.
He is Googling her.
Yeah, I did Google.
All right.
Stop Googling her, Dave.
No, I did. She likes it.
Well, you know, we've got a couple other movies to talk about. At the end of today's show, we're going to talk about Child of God, a movie that was directed by James Franco. So we'll find out if that's any
Uh-oh.
Good.
Uh-oh.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. But before that, you know, we didn't get to it a few weeks ago when it came out, The Purge Anarchy. I finally caught up and saw it. You know, The Purge last year was on my best list.
Right.
I thought it was great. You thought it was entertaining.
It was good, yeah.
It was a good concept.
I mean, no, the concept was stupid, but it was an entertaining movie. I mean, the fact that they were giving everybody one night to go out and kill whoever they want, that's just silly.
Well, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the concept. First, I'll tell you, I saw the movie.
Yeah.
There's been some really scathing reviews of the movie. It kind of kept me away. Kind of kept me, you know, I was like, oh, I don't know.
But you're a film columnist. You don't listen to other people.
Oh, no, I should never listen to anyone else. And you know what? I shouldn't have, because this is great. It is not as good as the first Purge, but it is very entertaining. It takes you outside of the house. You are running around the street with these people, these group of characters.
Shaky camera work?
No. It's not found footage. Okay. I'm just saying that you're out on the street with these six people or five people, running around the streets on the night of the Purge during those 12 hours, and you know, people are killing people. People are hunting people. And I thought it was great. I'm going to give The Purge Anarchy a thumbs up. If you've seen The Purge Anarchy, give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, that's 602-252-1480. We would love to hear what you thought of The Purge Anarchy.
Okay, here's my question.
Yeah.
So if there really was, in this country, a Purge night...
That's what I wanted to talk about, yeah.
Do you think... I mean, I'm sure there's some people out there that would go crazy, like serial killers... But, I mean, for the most part, I think 99 plus percent of the population would say, what? They wouldn't go out and kill people.
Well, here's my concern with this particular movie, The Purge Anarchy. It's basically guns. That's how they kill people, is with guns.
I wouldn't use a gun. I mean, if I'm going to go kill somebody, I'm going to hack them up.
Exactly. If you're going to kill
somebody, I'm going to make it count.
No, and it sounds funny, but if you are that demented that you say, well, you know what, I've got to purge, I need to kill someone, and that is the crime, that because all crime is legal for those 2 hours, those 12 hours.
Bullets are too quick.
Right. You would go out and you would actually torture. I mean, you wouldn't just shoot someone because...
If you're going to be that sick,
yes,
that's what you would do.
Right. I mean, you would...
I can't believe I'm listening to this. There was, you guys are gruesome.
Well, no, seriously, that's the question of the day. If you were to... One, number one, would you purge? And two...
No.
Okay, let me ask you this, Eric. What if it's been, decades and a new generation came in learning that... There is a boundary, but it's okay for one night. Could a generation learn how to do that?
Well, I guess. I mean, it happened overnight almost in Iraq.
Oh,
well,
but
that's not overnight. Those people were bred that way. Yeah, you're right.
So I'm just wondering. I think it's it's possible if you indoctrinate them and then program their minds in a certain way. For us, it would be. That's we can't understand that. But I think a new generation growing up. I mean, who would strap a bomb on their belt and blow themselves up?
Right.
Well,
I think it is possible, and that is scary.
Well, would you at least purge in the way of committing some crime? Would you go out and steal stuff?
No.
You wouldn't do anything?
No.
You'd just stay at home?
Yes.
Yes, and lock myself in tightly.
Yeah.
Well, you see,
and for
the
one
first
day,
one,
I'd believe in guns as self-defense.
Correct.
Well, in this one, you'd really, I mean...
What would you do, young Joseph?
I think I would go out and purge.
Oh, what would you purge? Would you kill a few people?
No, I wouldn't kill anyone. But
what would you do?
I think, I don't know. I would have to really...
Give us a couple of examples.
I'd probably go out and steal some stuff.
Like what? A motorcycle? Or?
Oh, my God. I'm locking you out of the station next week.
If all crime...
Where's my computer, by the way?
If all crime is legal...
Did you have an iPad?
Yeah, I did. I don't know where it went. I used to have a
wallet. If all crime is legal... Wouldn't you want to, if you wanted some extra money? No.
No.
No, I would never, ever, ever,
ever.
Why?
Ever.
What would stop you from doing that?
Moral.
My
morality.
Ethics and yes. The fact that
Thank
I
you.
Wasn't raised that way.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, right. You're on the spot, young Joseph.
I'm curious if our listeners, would you purge? 602-252-1480.
Yes. Call in. I want to hear this.
Yeah, call in. And any of our listeners, if you disagree with me, if you want to say that, I'm ridiculous for purging, and again, I'm not talking about killing anyone.
This
I would
isn't
not do
a right-wing radio station, Joseph.
Well, now I'm getting texts. People apparently
want. Oh, are you? Really?
I don't know.
Oh, so am I.
Probably hate text.
Probably.
Oh, the phone is going off the hook here.
Right. Well, you know, we don't want to let any psychos on. So if you want to purge and kill someone, please don't.
But you said
I want to know. I want to hear what people have to say.
I do. 602.
I really don't think anybody's going to call up and say, and agree with you, Joseph.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Well, if you disagree, I want to hear someone disagree.
Yes.
Give us a call. 602-252-1480. Again, that is 602-252-1480.
We do have a text.
Would you text too.
Would you purge or would you not purge, why?
And one listener says, it depends on how many enemies I have that I want to get rid of within those 12 hours.
That's true. And that's something that...
I don't agree with that either.
You wouldn't... Okay, no, here's something that the Purge Anarchy deals with.
The only way I would kill somebody is if they were trying to kill me.
But what if someone hurt someone you loved? You lost someone you loved because of someone.
I still wouldn't kill them.
You wouldn't?
Would you torture them?
I would not.
Would you go out and scare them a little bit?
If I caught them in the act, then I would kill them.
So we have to have it in the act.
Okay.
Act one.
All right. Well.
I bet Bobby's on line one.
This is an interesting question.
It is an interesting question.
Would you purge? If so, what would you do and why? Why or why not? Why or why not?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. Let's see. I think, we do have several callers calling in right now.
Yeah, we have several callers. So give us a call still, 602-252-1480 right now.
Sebastian from Phoenix, Arizona. What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how Sebastian. Are you?
I'm good. I'm on my way down to the studio.
Perfect.
Sebastian's a murderer, too.
Oh, Sebastian said he would purge. Tell us
you
why.
You would.
Yeah, you know, I got the Viking blood in me, so I would probably raid maybe a video game store. That would be nice.
Oh, video action. Yeah. Yes.
Or maybe an ice cream shop.
An ice cream shop.
Well, that's not bad. Would that be like Cold Stone Creamery, Doug Ducey?
Yeah, Doug
something
Ducey.
Like that.
Doug Ducey.
So that's him. So you would do a couple. Now, why would you purge? You're agreeing with Joseph then. What would be the reasons to purge?
I don't know. I mean, if it was a free-for-all, 12 hours, anything goes, why not? I wouldn't take it to the extreme of killing someone, but...
What if he hated someone? What if they messed with
your
dogs,
what if someone
pets?
Harmed someone that you loved?
Well, I don't know. That's a different story.
That's a difficult proposition because they deal with that specifically in the Purge Anarchy.
Oh, they do?
I don't want to tell you why, you know, how it goes down and everything, but they do deal with that, and it's something that I had not thought of prior to seeing this
So
movie.
You're saying that possibly, let's see what Eric and Sebastian and Joseph think of this. So you're saying that, let's say you thought you were, you know, there's definitely a wrong done to you, and one of your loved ones got, whatever, murdered or something, and then they have one day out of the year for everyone to get that out of the system. Would you guys purge on that one day to make up for that lost loved one? Eric, first.
No.
Sebastian.
No, not in that way, I don't think. But, I mean, if let's say a loved one was killed during the purge, then you can't really, I mean, I think it would be a different story if you lost someone or, you know, let's say someone murdered someone you loved during another day of the week or the year. And then...
How about if the justice system failed you?
Yeah, I mean, one thing.
It does. It fails people all the time.
Exactly.
But they don't go out and kill.
Yeah.
No, because it's not legal. But what if it was legal for 12 hours?
Like I said, a small fraction of the population would go out there and kill. But it's
probably a small.
I mean, very small.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like I would have to decide what the person's motivations were when when my loved one was lost or harmed. I would have to, you know, if it was an accident, if it was, you know, bad judgment, then, you know, I would have to I would have to forgive that person. But if that person was actually malicious and I felt that person was going to harm other people, then I might have a hard time not taking
it. But it's only on the purge.
What?
It only happens during the purge, though.
But what if they did it outside of the purge? What Sebastian just said, it happened on another day.
Then I would let the justice system handle it.
But what the justice system failed you?
Well, if it fails me, it fails me. What am I going to do? I'm not going to go kill somebody.
Okay. How about in Texas in 2004, this guy was accused of arson, setting fire, killing the three young daughters and was sentenced to death. And despite the fact that they proved that the forensic evidence was not valid, and they had forensic experts, you know, even years after, say this was ridiculous. And there was a snitch in prison that said this guy confessed. And then the snitch said, no, I was just kidding. And they actually killed the guy. Capital punishment. Guess who the governor was?
Rick Perry.
Rick Perry.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that.
But that's amazing. I mean, here's an unjust. I mean, the guy gets killed for, and he didn't do it. That's not fair.
Well.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well,
gotta break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Well, still give us a call.
That's Texas's motto. Got to break a few eggs and make an omelet.
We've got a couple more minutes left in this segment. Still, we'd love to hear if you would purge, if you would not purge, why not, what would you do? 602-252-1480. Again, that's 602-252-1480.
I can't believe nobody's calling
and,
in.
And Sebastian.
I'm surprised. I know.
But Sebastian, thank you so much.
Yes, thanks, Sebastian.
Thank we'll you.
See
you in a bit.
We'll see you in a little bit. Yeah, let's get people calling.
I'm surprised.
Maybe they just don't want to purge.
Well, you know, and
or maybe
they
they're already purging.
But if they don't want to purge,
you don't even have to say your real name. Call in with a fake name if you're embarrassed.
Yeah,
right. And it is a touchy subject because I mean, I'm sure that there are a few listeners who would say, "Yeah,
yes,
I'd go
I want
out there."
To kill.
Yeah, but and
use
but
Joseph's name.
Yeah, to use my because
and his ID. By the way,
I'm saying right now that I would go out there and I would purge,
but only like video. Oh no, Sebastian.
I know that Sebastian
video.
Would do that.
You said ice cream. No, he said
no.
Ice
he
cream.
Said, he ice, said cream. Ice cream.
What did you say?
I'd say I'd steal something. I don't know what
like
it would
a drink.
Be.
Well,
or something.
Hey, think it through, man.
I know.
If you're going to commit to the fact that you're going to steal something, at least think it through and tell us what it is you're going to steal.
Maybe a house or something? Can you take a house?
Sure, why not? After you kill the people that are in it.
Oh, yeah, you could take the house.
Well, that would be, yeah, you'd have to kill the people.
So, I mean,
pick up the house.
That's a good point, too, Dave. If you can purge it by going out and killing people and stealing things, can you actually acquire property that way?
Yeah, I think it's a great way of investment strategy.
Now I like the purge.
Let's do it. Let's purge.
This is investment strategy
thing. Breakthrough entertainment for the purge.
Purge on.
Wow.
God bless the new founding fathers.
Does that give new meaning to eating purges?
Yeah,
oh, that's binges.
And that's another good point. Can I become the president by killing the president?
Oh, wow. That'd be an interesting law.
You know, we got to get Jason Bourne on the phone.
Now the Secret Service is coming after
me. Oh, yeah, that was Eric.
By the way, that was just a, you know.
A joke.
It wasn't even a joke. It was just a, like, related to the movie.
Movie.
Yes, related
to
the
movie. But
that
was Eric Reiner, by the way.
No, that was Dave Isaac.
I'm just a moderator.
Yeah. But, you know. So
I'm the one that said I would not purge, by the way, just for the
record.
And
I said that, too.
Yes.
And I would say that
Joseph said he would.
Play the tape back. Joseph is the only one in this room that said he would.
I would purge. I would purge, of course. Why not?
Oy.
You know, 12 hours a year. Do you think that it would help society?
No.
No?
Help society?
How?
The only thing that I think the flaw in the logic is there's a lot to clean up the day after the purge.
Yeah, right. It would cost billions.
Yeah. So that's the one flaw. But
yeah, how do
in
they
terms
clean
of,
that up?
Of getting rid of certain people who in society who just aren't functioning.
It would be like a tornado hit the whole country at once.
Well, maybe there would be a lot of people who aren't functioning that would just be wiped out by the purge, solve a lot of problems.
Yeah. Wow. You know,
now I'm just trying to get people riled up.
I know there's people in society that need help or should be jailed or something, but, you know, killing is not the way to go.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting...
Oh, wow.
No. Okay.
Oh, it was? Oh, good.
I could think of a few people that I would absolutely love to. I don't know if I'd be able to follow through with it.
Right.
But
if something happened to him, you wouldn't all be that sad about it.
I would find it very hard. I will admit this, that I would find it very hard if there were a purge, if there were 12 hours when all crime was legal, I would find it very hard to not completely demolish some people's lives.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Well, demolishing their lives is different than killing them.
I'm not saying that I would not.
I would.
Wow.
I
can think of a few people now that I would absolutely love to rid of this planet or make them feel some sort of pain.
Like the guy who directed About Alex.
Okay, that's your dealing there. And
I am shocked, Mr. Joseph.
Right. And if someone
hide away.
I'm getting a text right now. If someone's saying that if a loved one was involved, if their loved one was hurt or killed, they would have a very difficult time not purging.
Wow, so you're getting some action.
Yeah, okay. And now we got another caller on the line.
Bobby, welcome
it's
to the show.
It's your girlfriend.
Bobby, how are you?
Hello, Joseph. The God Joseph with a small J.
What am I, chicken liver?
With a small J.
No, she's calling you God with a small J.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I just want to know how you know he has a small J.
Small G.
Or G.
Small
God.
G.
Oh, G. Well, whatever you call it.
I have a very big G.
How do you know? You weren't even at the bar, Carl.
Tell Frozen that I still have a bag of his cracked corn. The reason I was not at the bar crawl with graffiti was because it was a stormy night, and I have several that were getting ready to leave this planet to go to the other world, and they get very scared of thunder. I did not want them to be afraid. If I'm there, they're okay.
Okay.
So that's the reason. Mm. But I had some organic cracked corn for Frozen. Nothing for you, but for Frozen, we had some cracked organic corn. Anyway, back to the killing bit.
Anyway. Well, I appreciate that, but okay. Okay.
All right. Anyway, it would be difficult to kill because if you kill someone, you are killing part of you. However, our nation, with its death penalty, Texas also killed several people that were innocent.
Oh, that's what I said earlier.
Yeah. And it's not a good game since that innocence, it's called the Search for Innocence or something, group showed up about 90s. They're finding with the new way of finding out if someone was guilty or not. They're finding out we've put to death a lot of people. So karmically, our butts are grass, and somebody's going to be the lawnmower, and it's not going to be gods with small g's. So I would probably leave it to the big god with the big G, or the big A, you know, whoever it is. I don't know.
Big A, that would be California, L.A. Angels.
No, that'd probably be Allah or somebody, anybody who, you know, deems to be a god.
Okay.
And let them deal with it, because karmically it's just not worth it. It's like I always thought, if you're going to do something really big and really bad, until I learned all about karma and how fast it can happen.
I love karma ice cream.
Oh, I love karma. Anyway, I wanted to just talk to God Joseph, and I bowed my head when I said God Joseph with a small G.
Yeah. Small G.
He has a small G.
Bowed my head.
Have
really,
you
he
seen
does.
His small G?
No, but I've heard about it.
Hey, there's a certain girl who kissed me on the cheek. So you missed out on this,
talking.
Bobby.
Hey,
I got a kiss on the cheek.
We're not talking cheeks here.
Here's the deal. Just envision in your mind, get a calendar, put it by your bed.
Okay.
The big squares. And envision the girl you want to meet. In every square before you go to bed at night, think of her. And after day 21, she will be there, because that way you get to create, because you're a god with a small G, just like the big boy with the big G.
Okay.
You're a part of that. It's like you're a part of the ocean.
Okay.
The ocean is all powerful.
Not sure I'm following.
I'm going to try it, though, and we'll find out. 21
all right.
Days
get a calendar, Joseph.
Bobby, thank you so much for calling in. Let's welcome, I think it's Lenny on the line, probably from Phoenix. How are you?
Hi, and hi, you guys, and hi to Bobby, because I heard her calling before. Well, I actually know about a movie you guys are watching. I got a great education from my fiance. I would never have watched all these other movies, you know, if it hadn't been for her. And that's one of the movies that really kind of got to me. And I guess what your question is, who would we get rid of, or just general thoughts on it?
Just general thoughts. Would you purge? Would you not purge? Why not? And if you would purge, what would you do?
Lenny's been calling here for years, and I'm going to jump out here and say that he would not.
I probably wouldn't, but, you know, this is the whole scary thing. I mean, I think I'm one of those people that just thinks too much. You know, sometimes you just can't stop thinking. And
yes, I've seen your YouTube videos.
But, well, good. At least I know you're watching. But anyways, the thing is, you know what, I think the purge is just this movie, maybe subconsciously, I don't know if the director consciously knew or the writer about this, but I mean, essentially, this is what goes on right now around the world. And I mean, whether, you know, in Iraq or Somalia,
it does,
happens,
yeah.
I guess that's what Iraq is. It's a big purge right now.
Well, yeah, because what exactly, I mean, that's the scary thing, Eric. You're saying, well, I'm sure Leonard wouldn't do it, and I'm pretty sure I wouldn't, but then again, it's like, all right, someone kills somebody you love most, your child or your whatever. This is the thing. Law, in a way, is a protection against ourselves, because if a judge were asked, okay, we're going to give you the case of the person who just killed your wife, murdered your wife in cold blood, and we think you'll be fair and impartial. I just don't think so. I think, you know, people would say, no, that judge isn't going to hear the case. And so the scary thing, the sad thing is, you know, this is what goes on. I think that's why, like, once you lose all your laws, like in Iraq, one person gets a family member killed, and then the blood feuds start, and they don't stop. And so my thought is it's actually going on. I think it's just a subconscious or, you know, under the water kind of a thing that the writer's trying to tell us. I think that's the scary thing. It's that whole question of, you know, yeah, was Hitler, you know, was an evil person like Hitler who could murder millions, was he possessed? But if you don't believe in a God, then it's like, wow, this is pretty scary because he was human. And, you know, as a child, would he have done this? I mean, could you go back and affect this person? So anyways, I just thought it was an interesting thing you're doing. And I don't know if this in any way would be connected to that new series, The Leftovers, which is, I'm trying to, my girlfriend likes it a lot, but I'm just like, I don't know. But it's got me going because they're keeping
girlfriend
me going
or fiance.
On that. So anyways, you guys are doing a great job. I love 1480, and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank well, you
thank
so
you very much,
Lenny.
Lenny.
Yeah. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Thank you, guys.
He does bring up a good point where there are parts of the country, I mean, the world, like Iraq now, Dufar, I think was it called, where there's a genocide going on. There's things
ISIS,
that,
ISIL.
Yeah, and it's horrible. So that's why Purging, I wouldn't vote for, because anyone that has the power and you force people to think your way, that's just not right. Am I right, Eric?
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Well, right? I got a text from my colleague Stan Robinson over at AZ Weekly.
Aha.
He says that he would not kill someone, but he would think about wrecking their life considerably during the purge.
Wow, film critics are evil.
If someone harmed someone that, you know, he loved. And I feel like, you know, and again, that's where the Purge Anarchy really excels. That's why I'm giving it a thumbs up, because it really excels it with the fact that if someone hurt someone that you loved, that would be a great reason for you to go out and do something. Now, I don't know if you'd be able to follow through with killing them, but you would definitely feel compelled to do something. And then perhaps even in the heat of the moment, you might have a little change of thought. But I think that we should take a break here.
Batman just got in.
Well,
hey,
nice.
Come here.
Well, let's take a break here and.
Oh my God! What's up with the Ninja Turtle mask?
We got Ninja Turtle. Come here.
Let's take a break. This song is from Love and Dancing.
Love and Dancing.
Love and Dancing. This is, Bathtub Gin by Cherokee Rhythm Section. You ever seen Love and Dancing?
No, I haven't.
Starring Amy Smart. It's a lot of fun.
I like her. She's a cutie.
Cutie pie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.
It's always great to have a friend in business. That's why we encourage you to reach out to Brandon Ross at Burke Carpenter Financial, a full-service residential lender. Call now for exceptional service and an accurate pre-qualification. Connect with him online at BrandonRossHomeLoans.com or by phone at 602-953-7826. 602-953-7826. Brandon Ross, NMLS number 858655, and Burke Carpenter Financial, NMLS number 142159.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Eric Reinert, and the lovely Trisha now is in studio all the way from SD.
I saw that sexting. You heard us talking about that. That did not go unnoticed.
He showed you.
He was talking about it on the
air. No, it wasn't from you.
It wasn't from her.
No.
Who said that?
I said that.
Oh. It was from me.
Whoever it was. Myself.
No.
I have two phones, so I do it myself.
She signed it. She signed it. Pussycat doll.
Really?
Yeah, she signed a pussycat doll. She said she
wanted. That's your phone, though.
She said, "Shall we dance? Sway with me, Dave."
Oh, that's what. Oh, I like that song actually.
This song is "Sway" by the Pussycat
Doll.
Joseph
did that.
Sway with me.
And the movie,
I like that. You like
the
it?
Movie is yes. called Shall We Dance. This is one of my mom's.
And I love that. I love that
it's,
movie.
It's one of my mom's favorite movies of all time. Richard Gere, Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. It is a very romantic movie.
Yes,
and,
it is.
You know, of course, this is the dancing song. But you've got that nice song when he's on the escalator. You know, mm-hmm. as well.
Yep.
Nice slow song.
One
of the most romantic scenes of all time, seeing Richard Gere holding a rose.
Yes.
Oh,
very.
I thought he held a gerbil.
Not in his hand.
I'm going to look that up.
Urban legend. Urban legend.
That was funny.
Richard Gere, by the way, is in the second best exotic Marigold Hotel coming out next year.
What's funny is when you do a Google search, when you start typing and it brings up a list of things, that's one of the first things that comes up.
And it's really kind of sad because, you know, Officer and a Gentleman.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I've got 36 inches of love wrapping around you in the bathtub. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Off the top of my head. Pretty Woman. Hello.
Oh, that was good.
Yes.
That was a
and
good
that also I thought was a phenomenally romantic movie. And then Officer and a Gentleman, Pretty Woman, and
well, I just gurgled gerbil.
Gurgled?
Googled.
What did you? How did you gurgle a gerbil?
A gerbil is a small mammal of the order
similar to a hamster.
Rhodesia.
Yes.
Once known simply as desert rats.
Knights of Rodanthe.
The subfamily includes 110 species of African, Indian, and Asian rodents, including sand rats and. Jurors.
Sand rats? I've never heard of a sand rat.
All which are adapted to and habitats or something.
Mm-hmm. But gerbils are very similar to hamsters, but they're larger.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And there we are.
And
that's our gerbil news for today.
You're listening to Breakthrough Animal News.
Yes.
On Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
Celebrity fetishes. Okay.
Okay.
How did we move from dancing to that?
Well, that's it. You missed the majority of today's show. Yeah, Dave. Breakthrough Entertainment's dance show, all in honor of Step Up All In. We had on Celestina.
I know.
She was awesome.
And you know what? I am a huge fan of hip hop and the break girls and the B girls and the B boys. And We're friends with the Jabberwockies. I mean, yeah. This is my element, and I was so mad that I was not here. Oh. But I'm so excited that you guys both gave it a thumbs up, because I will tell you, I have been disappointed in the Step Up series. Ooh. Because while the dancing has been decent, there was no storyline, no plot. So even my dance friends were kind of like, you know. So I'm glad to hear that this has taken it to the next level.
I don't like that you said the dancing was decent. I think the dancing all along has been absolutely spectacular.
Well, okay, but I'm saying in the dance community.
But she has a son that's a great dancer.
I'm just saying, so in the dance community, yeah, the dancing is good, but you know what? It's the movie itself that just didn't capitalize on it. And I understand from you guys, I have not seen it yet. But I understand from you guys that it is this time they've done it. So that's good. I really am excited to go watch it. But Chris and I are going to go watch it together. He's my dancing son. Okay. So that's why I haven't seen it yet. But can I say what I did see?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm going to preface this by saying that I don't have a very good relationship with Paramount Pictures, because there was a situation revolving.
Now you never will.
And I never will, because.
But we love you, Paramount.
You can love them, but unfortunately, they did not want to have one of their guests, one of their actors from the Transformers film, the latest Transformers film, on the show. We were going to have a Transformers show. We were going to have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle show.
Yeah.
But those plans were all scrapped because, unfortunately, Paramount Pictures does not wish to communicate and collaborate with myself and Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yeah, we don't quite understand why. And so, you know, who knows? Maybe they were having a bad day and maybe they'll change their minds. We can hope that. Although I am a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan. My boys grew up on it. So I was very excited about going to this. So I went Thursday night, and I'll tell you, Friday morning, I could not hardly get a seat at the matinee show of Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. I was expecting the same thing. I bought my tickets in advance, and there was 135 empty seats on the 9 o'clock show Thursday night. So it was not as well attended, although they were busy on the earlier ones. I will tell you this. It is cute. It is based on the comic strip one. It is way better than the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And Eastman does make a cameo appearance as one of the scientists. It is entertaining, but it is not a breakthrough. I would say if you want to go and have some fun, it kind of got a little draggy at the end for me. But Michelangelo, cowabunga dude, and you know, his valley type behavior was cute. He was the comic relief. But if there's not a thumb sideways, it would be more of a thumbs down for me. Mm. Although, like I said, if you just want to go and be entertained and you are a fan of the Turtles and the story behind them with Shredder and with Splinter and all of them, then you will enjoy it. And it has a good soundtrack, but other than that, you know, I would say wait till it comes out on DVD, to be honest with you.
Well, I will see it eventually on DVD, so we will eventually, you know, talk more about it. I will have my unofficial review. I was curious. I wanted to check it out, and because I have always been a big fan of the franchise. I had all the little figures.
Oh yeah, we did too.
And I was. Okay, I still have them. They are sitting in their packages above my, in my room.
You are smart. I had all of them in the case and everything, and sold them at a garage sale for, I think, like $5. So now I'm kicking.
I think I do still have them.
Now
honestly,
I am kicking myself. But I will tell you, I was looking for Knock Knock.
Who's
You're
there?
Gonna be shell-shocked.
Oh.
And it just fell short of that. I like I said, it was cute. It was fun. Yeah. But not the Knock Knock, prepare to be shell shocked. Yeah. And so.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
And it is.
And, you know, it's, because like I said, I was curious. So I will see it eventually. But unfortunately, other films took priority, because if.
Well, and with what's out there right now, and if I was looking where I'm going to spend my $12 or my $13, it's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy over that one. I'm sorry. Yeah. And because I really do, I love the music and I love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This one just, it was, way, like I said, it was better than the first.
And we did all love Guardians of the Galaxy. That's what we celebrated last week on our Guardians of the Galaxy show. And as right now, the box office is looking like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles it might be number one at the box office, possibly with about $62 million. Guardians of the Galaxy only $40 million.
But this is the second weekend. What was it the first weekend?
It was explosive the first weekend. It was like 92. Something
yeah,
like that.
I was gonna say. Yeah.
So it's a steep drop off, but you know, I would say see Guardians of the Galaxy, even having not seen the other one.
Definitely Head and Shoulders.
Yes.
A better movie. So and if you're choosing, I would choose that one.
And Into the Storm, of course, we reviewed that. We gave that two thumbs up here on Breakthrough Entertainment. That will possibly end up in third place with $17.5 million. Not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not explosive, but definitely good. And we talked, forgot to mention this when we talked about Into the Storm. The same director as Final Destination 5. So you know the special effects in Final Destination 5, quite outstanding.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
there's so many of them. I don't remember what happens in each one, but I do like the franchise.
It's the bridge collapse. It's the very last one so far.
Right. Yeah. I know I've seen it, but I don't remember.
But, you know, just to say that you've got the same director who knows how to direct those explosive action sequences. So Into the Storm, $17.5 million possibly. The 100-Foot Journey, I gave that a big thumbs up. I would say that if you're not into the action or, you know, you're not into the dancing or anything like that, that's the movie to see this week, The 100-Foot Journey.
And you know what? I hadn't even heard about it until you sent the link to the trailer, and I thought, wow. And to me, I mean, food is sexy, especially you look at that trailer and it's like, whoa, that could be a very, very good date movie.
Yes. And you know, it's $11 million. That was out of all the movies that I saw this week, and again, I paid to see them all except for one, that made $11 million. And it's I'm surprised that it didn't even make more, because the theater was absolutely packed.
Wow.
For
and
the
here I hadn't
journey.
Even heard about it. Had you? And,
no, it wasn't. I had heard about it because I get all the, you know, the stuff from the studios and whatnot. But it wasn't on my radar as something that I wanted to see. And I think that they were downplaying the fact that Helen Mirren kind of plays a villain.
Mm-hmm.
She does play a villain in the film for a while. Mm-hmm. And also they were downplaying the food aspect in, you know, at least in the trailers that I had seen in the first place. They really needed to tie in the marketing. I think they needed to tie it closer with Chocolat, and that is why I'm trying to tell people out there, this is, if you love Chocolat, you will really like The 100-Foot Journey as well.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like a phenomenal film, so I'm excited to see it.
And then Lucy is rounding out the top five, it looks like. And
I still want to see that one.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I still want to see Lucy.
So, and sadly, this is really sad. Step Up All In is going to set a franchise low with $6.75 million this weekend.
But you know what? I think as people go and see it, right now, when you pull up any of the theater websites, at least the ones I looked at in San Diego, it was a small little picture down below. All these other ones were large and above, and because of the previous franchise movies being ones that you would wait to go out on DVD, I think as word of mouth gets out, or as people, you know, check out this film, I think it's gonna explode. It's just not hitting right now.
No more. We're not gonna take another break.
Okay.
Sorry. I really hope that you know, people check out Step Up All In, because it is great. It's a lot of fun, and the dancing is spectacular, and the story is meaningful as well. And so, you know,
and that's what you need. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's what you need for a movie. I mean, you can see great dancing on YouTube, you can see great dancing in a lot of places, but to actually have it with a plot and have a message in it, I think that's what they needed to have in the previous ones that they didn't have.
Right. So it's disappointing that that's not doing well, and but
it will. It will. Just get the word out there, folks.
Yes, go see Step Up All In, and everyone needs to go out and see Into the Storm as well, and check out The 100-Foot Journey. I can't wait for you two to see that.
Are you wrapping up the show? Because you still have like almost 15 minutes.
And I'm still going to review another movie, and that's how I was going to segue into the next movie.
Sounded like you were doing a rap.
We're doing a rap.
Like it.
He's trying to tell me, shut up now. I got another movie to go to, girl.
No. No, we still have one new movie release. It came out yesterday, and it is called Child of God. Now, we had a movie that we talked about last year called COG, which basically was the same thing, Child of God. But this is quite a different movie. And this Scott Hayes, who we'll have on the show here probably in a couple months, plays a dispossessed and violent man whose life is a disastrous attempt to exist outside the social order. Successfully deprived of parents and homes, and with few other ties, he descends to the level of a cave dweller as he falls deeper into crime and degradation. This movie was directed by James Franco, and it's adapted from a Cormac McCarthy novel. Of course, you know that Cormac McCarthy is responsible for The Counselor, which was absolutely horrible, one of the worst movies of last year with Cameron Diaz when she makes out with a car. And also No Country for Old Men, which was one of the best movies
of all
time.
That's a great movie.
Cormac McCarthy, so it could go either way. I know, Eric, you saw the trailer for this, or you read up on it?
Which one was it?
Child of God, the guy in the cave.
And James Franco directed it, but he also acted in it.
I saw that.
I remember someone...
I saw the trailer.
Dave, you were telling me about the cave?
Are we still on there? Okay, just kidding.
Yeah, I know you got all your paperwork out.
The cave, yeah. I saw some interviews where he actually lived in a cave, I think he said for a month, to prepare for this movie, and also an isolated cabin somewhere. But I could see an isolated cabin, but a cave? That sounds scary to me.
Takes commitment as an actor.
And I thought it was phenomenal, really.
What is he, Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, there are actually hotels that are
look like in caves.
No, that are in caves that used to be inhabited by some of our progenitors, shall we say.
What's a progenitor, Joseph?
the early pre-Columbian Indians and stuff that lived up in the
where'd you learn all these big words?
Oh, sorry.
No, that's good, right?
Ancestors, progenitors, similar.
Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't heard that word.
See, that's, I don't feel so bad.
She stumped me, and I used to be called the...
word wizard.
Well, I used to be called...
Pinball
wordy,
wizard.
I grew up with Purge Reader's wizard. Digest.
That was phenomenal. A right. Progenitor. I never heard of that. Well, Eric, have you ever heard of progenitor?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh. Just a minute ago, right?
Very yes.
I knew it. That's
busted.
Well, without having read Cormac McCarthy's source material on which James Franco's new thriller, by the way, he also adapted the screenplay. He also wrote it.
Oh, so wait a minute.
James
Franco
adapted the screenplay and directed it.
And directed it. And
he
appears in it.
Yes,
yeah, I was
going to
say he's
role.
In it too. Okay.
Yeah. He's on the poster as well.
And he's on the trailer. So that's why I thought it might be a big part, but it's a little.
No, it's small. Okay. Yeah. You know, I don't know that. If the movie's lack of a consistent narrative is an inherent problem or a newly invented one. I feel bad criticizing the movie, you know, for something that might have been in Cormac McCarthy's novel in the first place, right?
Gotcha.
So, you know, might be James Franco, might be Cormac McCarthy. However, either way, its erraticism encourages temporary ADHD and its uneventful ending reduces resonance.
Oh.
So, sounds like it's going to be a thumbs down, right?
You liked it.
I did like it. Having said that, star Scott Hayes' performance is so insanely tormented. I mean, you saw the trailer for this?
Yeah. It actually looked like he was doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job of acting.
I mean, I think he might have lost his mind in those caves. I can't wait to have him on because, you know, it in and of itself carries this movie. And the themes are loneliness and isolation. If you're... An orphan from an early age, and you live in this time where, you know, there really is no orphanages, and you're basically left out in the wilderness to fend for yourself, you know, as a little boy, and you grow up, and you've got no one in your life, I mean, that plays some tricks on your head, I imagine. And that is what this character goes through. He's often the only actor on the screen. That is why James Franco has such a small part, because this is a movie all about Scott Hayes' character. He forcefully creates a character that has our sympathy, despite doing absolutely nothing to deserve it. This is a guy who goes out and has relations with dead bodies.
Ooh.
Kills people and then...
What is that called?
Necrophilia.
Necrophilia.
Can you possibly... And I don't want to reveal too much about, you know, the movie and what he does, but is there any way that you could possibly sympathize with a guy like that?
No.
You wouldn't think so. But somehow Scott Hayes' performance makes you sympathize with him, because if you are that messed up in the head and the world has basically abandoned you, then, you know, you have to sympathize with him.
I wonder if that's where they got the name Child of God, because if you are religious in any way, shape, or form and believe that we are all children of God, then you would have to look with sympathy upon someone who had no one to raise him, no one to imprint him with societal rules and things. So maybe then they're held to a different standard.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that would probably be a really good tie-in for the title of the film. I think that I can't wait for us to have Scott Hayes on, not only to talk about his performance, but to talk about that theme in particular. And again, I think the movie comes out on DVD in October, and we'll definitely try to have him on, you know, around that time.
And I think that probably is really a commentary on James Franco. Because especially if you're adapting the screenplay and you're directing it, it would be very easy if you were an egomaniac make it about yourself. Yeah.
But he is a total egomaniac.
Well, that's what I had heard. I mean, I don't know for myself, but the fact that his role in this movie is secondary to Scott Hayes, it speaks to, or not Scott Hayes, I'm sorry.
To
Hayes. I can't Scott, remember. Yeah, Scott it is Hayes. Scott Hayes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He steals the show.
Yeah.
So that, to me, speaks volumes about his ability with that character. And I think it also speaks a little bit to James Franco being able to see the genius in that performance and take a back seat to it, perhaps.
Because if it wasn't for Scott Hayes and this amazing performance,
it would be a horrible movie.
I think that I would have lost faith in it, because it is very James Franco-ish. I am creating art. And, you know,
yeah,
that's
he's so awesome, that guy. I can't stand him.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, so I am giving Child of God a thumbs up. Not the strongest thumbs up, but the you know, in terms of performances this week, his Scott Hayes' performance is the one to beat.
Wow.
So you can't go wrong with some guy that's on the screen alone and managed to hold the movie up, you know, all on his own.
Did you see the cover of Flaunt magazine?
No, I did not.
It was his bare ass. He's basically putting his... I swear to God, I got a picture of it right here. But
he's mooning the world.
Yes, he's mooning his fans, his audiences. And if that's the kind of person you want to, like, worship or, you know, idolize, well, then you're stupider than he is.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But we're very excited that this
Can't
actor,
wait to start, yeah.
a method actor... Being able to submerse himself in that and to be able to really get a feel for the character and be able to translate that onto the screen, phenomenal.
Yeah. And I also heard that because he's a method actor, that when he does his roles, he doesn't get out of character even off screen.
Now, wait a minute. Are you talking about James Franco or are you talking
about
Scott
Franco.
Hayes?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Scott Hayes.
And, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, no, that's the actor that's done such a phenomenal job in this theater.
Yes, I just walked in.
You got to lay off the... Oh,
the what?
Well, yeah, the what?
What are you accusing me of?
You can't say that on TV.
Well,
I'll drug test right now, damn it.
So now we
okay, can, I got the tester.
So now we can kind of like start to
wrap
up.
And Joseph will do a purge test.
Yeah, I want to mention before I wrap up, the purge, would you purge, Trisha?
No.
Hi, Trisha.
No,
your voice.
I won't purge. I'll beat the heck out of Dave.
What?
Who said that?
I don't know.
I did threaten to spank you earlier today.
If Dave cheated on you,
what?
Would you purge?
No.
No, I would never do that.
No, because you know what? That would mean he's not the man I thought he was.
Oh, thanks
and
a lot.
So I would just turn my back.
Now
on
you
him.
Got us in trouble.
She's got faith in you, no, is what she's saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was a good thing, Dave.
Yes, it was a good. He just wasn't listening all the way. Yes, a little ADD there.
He's roaming on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
He's looking at Celestina.
I'm multitasking.
Yeah, Celestina's hot.
And again, I wanted to thank Celestina for joining us.
I am so sad. No, I'm sad that I missed that. Because, I like her songs. I like
Very
her
good.
Music.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would love to see her performance in All In.
And she writes the music herself, too.
Yeah, she writes music.
Yeah, songwriter.
Quadruple threat. And,
very impressive.
So, you know, it was great to have her on, our only guest today. So
yeah, the other ones dissed you, man.
That was very disappointing.
You know, and he dissed some of the guests that we had for him in deference to those guests.
That's
three out of the four were like,
I know.
Call. I mean, what happened? Did they oversleep?
I don't know.
Were they wasted? What happened?
And I have to say how frustrating it is for me because, you know, it sounds like I get this all the time from my friends that they think I work 3 hours a week because that's when I'm on the air. But honestly, I am working tirelessly at producing this show, coming up with the music, looking for the guests, you know, watching these movies. I saw 7 movies this week.
Oh, that's
right?
A lot.
7 movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just for this show.
Where?
Okay.
And he paid for
six of them. Paid for 6 of them.
He paid dearly.
And yet
they charge him more.
And so I am working nonstop and I'm getting these guests. And like you said, I had other guests who were dying
to
be on this show.
Yes.
Oh.
He had them lined up and he had to, tear down.
Because the song that's, I know it's not time, but the song that's going to take us into the break, into this, the end of the show is from Center Stage. But
in
we
another
had,
minute.
Yeah, but the guest, there was someone from Center Stage.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, from the sequel to Center Stage, Turn It Up. She was going to be on the show. We're going to have her on in a future show.
Oh.
We had so many guests.
Well, that sucks. They got the people who want to be on and then the people who don't show up.
Yes, so it's very frustrating.
What do
as
we
a
do
producer,
about that, Joseph?
But it just...
You know what I'd say to him? I'd say, listen, don't tell me you're going to be on the show and then not call.
Right.
Yeah,
because we've got other
be firm.
Who
we're
are
powerful. We got a big pipeline.
Right, right, and you know. So, but I want to thank Celestina for calling in because that's our primary guest today.
She was very nice
and
a good interview.
Very nice, and so I would definitely check out her her music. Check her out in Step Up All In.
And
a lot of people would like to check her out.
And I wouldn't plug any of the other people.
No, but I will say check out Into the Storm. Great movie. Got 2 thumbs up, and also. You've got a great movie in The 100-foot Journey. Great movie. Absolutely fantastic. Pair that with Chocolat. And also The Purge Anarchy. Check it out. We're going to talk more about it. I want to hear more of what people have to say on whether or not they would purge. You're listening to KPHX 1480.
You're confused. Joseph is That's confused a, right
oh.
now. We're going to interrupt
oh,
this
I,
program.
I started it towards the end.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there we go. And what song is this?
This is Canned Heat by Jamiroquai.
Oh, I remember Canned
Heat.
Yep.
You know it from Center Stage, but
no,
you might
Heat.
Also know it from
no,
Napoleon
Heat.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
This is the song that he danced to.
Oh, that was nice.
Boogie is for real.
I like it. And this is Breakthrough.
Breakthrough Entertainment's dance show. Next week is Mercenary Show.
And?
For... The Expendables 3.
So I should bring my weapons.
Yes.
Yes.
And do some purging, ladies and gentlemen. Just kidding. Don't do any purging.
Dance.
Joseph wants to. We don't. And that. Oh, you didn't answer.
We don't condone that.
If I were to purge.
Oh, you should talk into the microphone.
If I were to purge, it would mean I was bulimic.
Okay.
And I am not bulimic.
No, we're
Five
not.
5 seconds.
All right. And stay tuned. Real Hockey Talk right up.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633.
or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.